The Forgotten by Hattie Naylor.
Hello. Don't be afraid. No, don't run. Please, don't run away. I won't harm you. I can't harm you. I'm stuck, you see? I can't move. I'm harmless. You must be thirsty. Are you thirsty? Water? Do you want some water? There, in my knapsack. There, over there. You see it? You see where I'm pointing? That's it. You just take it out and drink it. Come on. You see? I can't move. No, please, don't go. There's food there too, an apple. Look again. Yeah, see?
Thank you.
Speak.
You look funny.
Do I?
Stuck in a bush.
Yes.
Must hurt.
Yes. The thorns are very sharp.
What were you trying to do?
I was walking.
Into a bush.
Would you help me down?
I better go.
I won't harm you, I promise. The thorns cut into me.
All right.
Yes. That one first. Thank you. Up. Oh. Take that one from there, yes? Ah. Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
And this one. Thank you. No, the other way. Twist it that way. The briar drops away when you touch it.
You're bleeding.
Everywhere. Thanks for freeing me.
I'll be on my way.
Where are you going? Are you running away?
I think I'll go now.
The borders are open. Do you know that? You can cross over them. No one stops you. You can walk along the road. There's no need to come through the forest. Lots of people came that way when the enemy was here, but they've gone now. They surrendered months ago. You just walk on the roads now. The borders, just the other side of the mountain. There's a road straight over. No need to take the forest paths. It's over.
I don't know what you mean.
You're not from here.
No.
So, where are you from? I'm from the village, which is over there. Not far. I'm a doctor. I live there with... Well, I have a sister. No family, but a sister. It's a small village. We all know each other. And you, where are you from?
Over there.
You're pointing to the forest?
Yes. I'm from there, somewhere.
You don't know where?
From there.
That's the forest.
Yes, there. I'm from there. I have to go.
Don't! I mean... What's your name? My name's Sharon.
Sharon.
And yours?
Arena.
Arena. And your parents?
My parents.
Where are they?
My parents.
Your parents? Who made you?
I am made of blood and bone and snow. I have to go.
You don't look well. I'm a doctor. I can help you. Let me help you.
I don't know if I can walk anymore. But I have to. I can't stop.
Don't worry. It'll be all right. I'm a doctor. Everything will be all right. You rest a moment there. I'll carry you home. You'll be safe with me.
Lily, better leave Skullcap now.
Sorry, I've been looking for Sharon.
He went into the forest and he's just...
I thought we were going to have a look at Danny.
Yes, I'll come now.
I don't know why you bother with Sharon.
He's my brother.
Gone in the head, been saying it for months. We all think it, miserable sod.
He's difficult to like, I know, but he's not mad.
He won't help with Danny.
He hasn't got any medicine, that'll be why.
Doctor saying no, he wasn't like that before.
Well, we've all changed.
We didn't see any fighting, not like my Danny. Your brother's known me since I was a child. He still wouldn't help. What sort of man is that? Everyone comes to you anyway.
How is Danny?
He just weeps. Don't recognise him. He was always so gentle when we met. Such a gentle man. Too soft for war. Anton reads to him, but he don't seem to know his own son. And like everyone else, I've got nothing to give him. There's no food. I don't think he saw much fighting. I know that, but... He got them out of one of those camps, didn't he? Opened the gates, he said, and they just stood there, he said, looking at him. Now all he does is cry, Sylvain. It seems like nothing I do makes any difference, not even in being home. Anton said he heard him screaming night before last.
It's just time. Give him this. Make it up in a tea and give it to him twice a day, morning and evening.
Will it help?
It might.
When will everything get back to where it was? How long will it take?
Where am I?
You're with me.
What? What am I doing here?
You're very tired, so I brought you here to my home so that you can get better.
Am I safe?
Yes.
Where is here?
You're in a village outside the forest.
Am I unwell?
Yes, but you'll recover.
Will I?
Oh, yes. You're young.
Yes.
Are you sleeping?
Little.
But I have a story I want to tell you.
I think I might sleep now.
But, oh. You're asleep.
White oak soap, fortitude, flax, chamomile, cherry, comfrey, and lime.
He's got something in there.
Hello, Marie.
He's got something in there.
Who has?
Sharon.
What sort of something?
Anton's seen something moving about.
Like what?
He says it's a girl.
Well, she'll be someone trying for the borders. Maybe she doesn't know the fighting's over.
No one's come through for months. Everyone knows it's over. No one comes through the forest no more. Anton says he's seen her drinking from a bowl. I think she's something else.
Like what?
All sorts happened in the forest, didn't it, when the enemy had us? Hundreds taken and disappeared. She could be one of them come back to haunt us.
She'll just be another person trying to find a safe place.
Maybe she's been sent to punish us.
For what?
You know.
Do I?
We all did the same thing. I didn't have enough food, did I? Had Anton to feed. I was so scared. Everyone was. How can you help anyone when you're so scared, when you've got children of your own? Found two of them sleeping in the barn, didn't I? I took a pitchfork to them. They ran off. Two girls it was. Must have been 14, 13 or something. They weren't like us, though, were they? Not the same as us. Can't sleep, can I? What with Danny and everything.
Maybe you need something too. I can make something up for you.
What if this girl is their spirit, come to punish? There are tribunals, you know. The last one only 5 miles away in Arion. 20 people strung up for consorting with the enemy. One as young as 12. Well, some say they're strung up for not helping the runaways when they come through the forest. You think that's true?
No.
Oh, you don't know though, do you? You'd just be saying that. And all the time Danny just cries and still there's no food, that we've been promised it, nothing comes. Maybe it'll never be over and it'll just go on and on. Maybe we'll never be the same as we once was and there's never peace again. I think she's a curse. I think that's what she is. So we can't forget.
Wolfsbane, hemlock, mistletoe, yes.
Am I better?
Yes. Do you know how long you were in the forest?
No.
Do you remember what happened to you?
No.
I had a story I wanted to tell you. Do you remember?
A story? Yes.
Good. I'll tell you then. I'll tell you this story. There was a princess. I mean, not really a princess. There was a baby. Yes, a baby. No. I'll start before then. There was a mother and father, a marquis and marquise. They owned the chateau, yes. That's what they did, in the middle of the forest. They owned the chateau in the middle of the forest. Where you come from, Rosa? Irina. The forest, where you come from. You remember?
Yes.
They had no children. They tried for years, but no child came. They were unblessed. So they asked the wise women in the province to help. The doctors failed them, you see. We can't always help. Sometimes it's impossible to help. You understand that? You can't always help people.
No.
So the wise women, they bought herbs, flowers and concoctions from everything that grows around us. Like my sister, that's what she does. What Sylvain does. They brewed them up and used magic. Yes, that's what they used, these women. They muttered over their teas and potions and brewed something up for the marquise, which she drank. And she fell pregnant. And the child was born to the marquis and marquise, and everyone was happy. So they held a ball. Yes, a grand and glittering ball for the christening to celebrate their good fortune. They called her Rosa. Rosa Helene. And they invited everyone. Everyone that had helped. All the wise women came.
I bless her with kindness and care.
Isn't she a beauty?
I bless her with intelligence and foresight.
Sweet, sweet princess.
With light and the gift of love.
But the marquise had forgotten one guest, the last and quietest of the wise women, her spells and potions the strongest, and by those that knew, the most sought after. Night and day she burned and bubbled the true cures for the marquise and marquis. But she was as ever forgotten, overlooked, and this day, to be excluded from this glittering day was too much for her little heart to hold. And as the preparations were made, as everyone fussed over their gifts and gowns, the black thorn inside her heart twisted. And so, on the day of the great ball, she silently entered the chateau, unseen, unnoticed, overlooked as ever, and walked through the happy guests.
Such a beautiful child.
Are they not lucky?
Doesn't the marquise glow with happiness?
And there, standing at the cradle side, she cursed the child.
What has she done? What has been said?
Her gift. Her blessing was that the child should die on her 16th birthday, and she fled as soon as the curse was uttered. No one could break the spell. All that could be done was to lessen the evil.
And I light you with divine.
So the oldest of the wise women mumbled again over the cradle, changing the spell not to death, but sleep. And then she advised this.
But sleep for 100 years, till Snowdrop and Celandine right your way. Worrying about this curse makes it stronger. Do not think of it. Take no precautions against it. All these things need not pass. We must remember, every one of us, regard each and every one as a moment with the divine.
The marquise and marquis did not heed this warning. And they worried and fretted and never let the child out of their sight, never let her leave the castle. And everything that could harm, every poison, every sharp thing, every well drained, anything that can harm. And as they worried and hated the wise woman for all her harm, her curse grew stronger and stronger. Are you listening? Have you heard me?
Yes.
Some evil is so great that all you can do is lessen it.
Yes.
Do you know that? But it can be lessened.
I'm very tired.
In time, lessened.
I think I must sleep now.
Yes. Rest again. You must need it.
Yes.
And she was made of blood and bone and snow.
She's still in there.
Morning, Marie.
Anton saw her again. She's still in there, moving about.
Who is?
The girl Chiron's got. Go and speak to him. Find out who she is.
It's my brother's business.
The tribunal's here in a few days. I'm going to tell on him.
Tell on him for what?
He always had food on him, didn't he? He got fatter, helping the enemy.
My brother didn't help the enemy.
Oh, just because he's a doctor don't mean he's not capable. And now he thinks he can make up for it all with this girl, helping a dead girl make up for all his guilt.
What are you talking about?
The whole village has eyes, Sylvain. No one trusted him during the fighting, did they? No one went to him for help. They came to you. Or didn't you notice? You can tell, you know, when someone's on the other side. They don't talk proper to you. I'm not going to hang for those girls I threw out of my barn or any of the others.
You won't do. Lots of us could have done more. You're panicking, Marie. Makes you imagine things. Chiron's not a traitor.
You would say that because he's your brother. You can never know what's inside someone's heart, Sylvain. They got a list of names, all the people that aided the enemy. Chiron's name will be on it for certain. Why would anyone take anyone in now? Now it's safe everywhere. You'd only take someone in through guilt. That's why he's hidden her away. It's for all the harm he did. The enemy, they went for doctors, didn't they? Because people trust doctors, so you don't suspect. The tribunal hung two doctors in Arion. Two, Sylvain.
We need her out of here before the tribunal. She's got to go, whatever she is.
I'll talk to Chiron. I said I'll talk to him. You won't get him out this way. You know how stubborn he is. Let me talk to him. If there's someone in there, I'll find them. Marie?
I'm staying.
I know we're all frightened about the tribunal, but this has nothing to do with that. Please, go away and let me reason with him. Marie, please, this won't work.
All right.
I don't mind coming with you, if you need backup.
Thank you, Anton. No, I don't. Not to talk to my brother.
Just saying.
Come on, Anton.
Yes, Ma.
Open up, it's me.
Go away.
It's me, Chiron, it's your sister. Let me in.
Are they gone?
Yes.
What do you want?
Marie and Anton say you have a girl in here.
I don't have anyone.
What's that?
Nothing.
Who is it?
And that?
Go away!
Are you going to let me see her?
Who are you?
You shouldn't be out of bed.
Hello, I'm Sharon's sister.
What was the noise outside? It is because of me. It is. Are they after me? Are they? Would they catch me? They're after me.
Are you all right, Irene? Irene, she shouldn't be out. Look what you've done. Just get off.
I can help you. Stop them hurting you or her. Chiron, let me help you take her back to her room.
There you are. Back into your bed.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Does she sleep like that all the time?
Yes.
She's very ill. Do you know that?
Yes, of course I do.
Where did you find her?
Don't you recognize her?
No. Where's she from? Has she said?
She's from the forest, of course.
Yes, but before that.
She's from the forest.
Has she said anything about who she is?
She can't remember.
She's dying. Can't you tell anymore? Or close to it? If she's been half-starved, if she's walked through the forest on her own, then she'll need thorough care.
I know that. It's what I've been doing.
But you don't have any medicine, do you? It's all gone. Or sense.
There'll be some delivered soon.
When?
Soon.
You can barely look after yourself. You can't help her, Sharon. Keeping her hidden away with no medicine is the same as killing her. You, of all people, should know that. I have things that will help her.
Herbs?
It's better than nothing. It grows all around us, so unlike you, I have an endless supply. She'll need to stay with me.
No.
They'll be back, Sharon. They trust me, they don't trust you. She'll be safe with me.
She's come back to find me. She's woken. And come to find me again.
What do you mean?
She's come back to me. Don't you remember?
No.
She's come back from the forest. Make her remember with your spells.
Herbs aren't witchcraft. And I don't know what you're talking about. Help her to remember what? Are you going to let me take her?
No. I'm telling her a story. I have to keep telling her the story. Only she's so tired I have to tell her bit by bit. Then she'll remember.
She'll die in your care. You have no medicine, Sharon.
But the story...
You can come every day to talk to her. If she dies here, it will be because of you, and it will mean more trouble with not only the village, but the tribunal.
A tribunal?
Yes. Each village is being visited by a tribunal. They have a list, Sharon.
A list?
Yes. Please, let me take her.
Tonight. We can move her tonight.
No, now.
No, tonight. So no one sees her.
All right. Tonight, then.
It's not far. Just rest on us.
I can't walk much further. Where are you taking me?
To my house.
And is it safe?
Yes.
Yes.
Just a little further. There's the door there.
And the 13th wise woman. She curses her why?
Because she's been forgotten.
She curses her just because of that.
Yes.
And says she'll die.
Yes.
But that's silly. Cursing someone to die because they've forgotten to invite you to something.
Is it?
Yes.
Being forgotten is the worst thing, the very worst thing.
Is it? The worst thing? No. The worst thing is much worse than that. Anyway, the rest of the story... So she grows up, and she was beautiful, I suppose.
Utterly.
Of course.
A young man was walking through the forest, and he met her. She was lying on the ground looking for something, so he asked her what she was doing.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for rooks' nests.
And so he said?
You won't find any there. Rook's nest high up.
I found one on the ground before.
Then it must have fallen. They don't nest on the ground, not rooks.
This one did.
Maybe it wasn't a rook's nest.
It was.
And they stood in silence, looking at each other. Just looking. And then he said...
Are you from the chateau?
Yes.
I've never seen you before.
Well, you wouldn't have done. I'm not allowed out.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm from the village,
he said.
I've never been to the village.
It's that way.
It's that way.
I'll have to go now. There'll be tears if anyone knows I've gone beyond the walls.
Why?
I don't know. Everything's to do with me being safer. A nurse follows me always. I'm out because she's fallen asleep. Bye.
Bye.
Come again tomorrow. My nurse falls asleep every afternoon.
Yes. Yes, I will.
And did he?
Yes, he came the following day.
I think you better tell me the rest of your story tomorrow.
But I've almost finished.
I'm too tired. It's a lovely story, though. Thank you, Sharon.
You look better. Are you better?
I'm too tired.
God, I didn't see you there.
She still needs rest.
But I've not finished.
She has to rest, Sharon.
I'm sorry.
But I've not finished.
Come tomorrow.
But
she must have her rest. Come down and have a drink with me. Sharon, look at her. She's already sleeping. I'm not sure what she's been through, but whatever it is, she needs sleep and sleep. You want another?
No.
The tribunal. It will be here in a few days.
Yes?
You need to think about what you'll say.
What do you mean?
To the tribunal.
I have to go. I'll be back tomorrow. I haven't finished her story.
Sharon.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Rosemary. Magnolia. Cherry. Sage.
Is she with you? Anton said he saw you with her.
Who?
The girl.
Irina. You mean Irina.
So she's not a spirit?
No, she's flesh and blood.
Can I see her?
Come in.
Does she sleep all the time?
She's very weak.
She looks so tiny.
Yes.
Not a ghost then?
No.
I couldn't have done more, you know. There was Anton, I had so much to lose.
Yes.
So many came through the forest trying to escape.
How's your husband?
Just sits in his room. The tea you gave him stopped him from crying, but now he just sits. Anton still reads to him, but I don't think he listens. Maybe it's the guilt then. They say if you survive, it's worse sometimes. I couldn't have helped. Who would Anton have had then? I couldn't hide them. I didn't do worse. Some people did worse. Some people, they snitched on them. I never did. I mean, your Sharon, he was never short of food, was he? You not noticed that? All of us had nothing, but Sharon did from somewhere. He had supplies coming in, didn't he? I think his name's on that list, don't you? I know you're his sister, but don't you?
There. How's that?
It tastes bitter. Is Sharon coming today?
Probably. Does he make you very tired?
A little. What am I drinking?
The tea.
Is it Blossom?
Blackthorn. It's a remedy for fever.
Hasn't my fever gone?
Yes. But that's because you've been drinking the tea.
Will you teach me?
Teach you what?
The healing. The healing you make from flowers and plants.
If you like. I'll go and see who it is. Anton!
My mother sent me with some milk.
How's your father?
Oh, a bit better, we think.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is there anything else, Anton?
Yes. Do you need anything mending?
No.
Wood brought in?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Can't I see her? Ma says she's here, can't I? I'll be really quick.
She's very tired.
Oh, please.
No. Maybe later.
When?
When she's fully recovered, Anton.
Right.
I'm going to shut the door now.
Right.
Thank you for the milk. Bye.
Right.
And he came again and waited for her.
Did he wait all day?
Almost. And then she was there again. And she said...
You're not very attractive.
And he said no.
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 Your eyes are too close together. And you're mucky.
Am I?
Yes.
It's been raining.
There's no muck in the chateau. And there's no muck on me. But you're covered with it.
Well, it's muddy.
I am 16 tomorrow.
Are you?
How old are you?
17.
Will you come again?
Yes.
Tomorrow, then.
Do you have to go?
Yes. I've told you. There are such tears if I am not where I'm supposed to be. Such crying and screaming. And my nurse will wake soon. Be less mucky tomorrow.
What's your name?
Rosa Helen.
What was that?
Rosa Helen.
Yes, like you. She looked just like you. Could be you. Don't sleep yet. Please, don't sleep. Look, I've brought some things. Things to help you remember. Things that might help you to remember her. A velvet cushion. Things you might have had once. And look, look. Huh? A little box. Isn't it pretty? It might have held diamonds. Sometimes, if you hold things, things that are like the past, everything can come back. Your memory comes back to you.
What are you doing?
You're spying again.
I'm just worried you'll tire her out.
I just thought these things might help her to remember.
Remember what?
The place where she's from, the chateau.
What are you talking about?
It burnt down. We forgot everyone in it. I didn't know.
I don't know what you mean, Sharon.
You do. I know you do. You did this with me. We're both to blame.
You should leave now. She's tired, and so am I.
Snowbells, blackroot, celandine, lime.
Go away! Go away! Go away! Go away!
What is it?
There was a boy at the window.
What was he doing?
Looking in, just... he frightened me.
Was he a young man?
Yes.
I think I know who it is. There's nothing to be scared of. And I think... he's left you something. They're very pretty.
Do you know their names?
Celandine, Comfrey, and Forget-Me-Not.
Who is he?
Anton, Marie's son.
What does he want?
He wanted to see you.
And you wouldn't let him?
You're still frail.
Can these flowers heal?
Yes. Well, some of them.
Tell me.
Celandine cleans out the body and self and is good for warts. It's a purifier.
Warts?
Yes. Comfrey heals wounds. I've known it to grow the hair back on a dog.
And forget-me-nots?
Well, nothing medicinal, really. It is said to help with a broken self. Soldiers wore it, so as never to be forgotten by their lovers. It's where the name is from.
And the roses?
Yes, of course. The roses. How could I miss them? They're such a delicate colour. Roses are good for the skin, and they are said to bring love. No, Anton, I've told you before.
But it's good burning wood, isn't it? It's cedar, best cedar.
Just leave it outside. No, no, you can't come in.
But I'm already in.
Anton.
I'll just put it down here for you.
I heard someone.
Ah. Irina, this is Anton, the boy at the window.
Hello.
Hello. You look good. I saw you when you were with Sharon. I mean, I didn't spy or nothing. You're no ghost from the forest, then. I mean, it's what my ma said. I mean, it's not what I said. Think, I better go. Damn.
Where did he run away?
I think he was confused. Maybe something else.
Like what?
Do you think he should be up?
Yes. I do. Just tell me more about the plants. I'd like to be able to heal people like you do.
If you think you're not too tired.
I am stronger.
Yes. You can help me wash them if you like, and then we'll lay them out for drying.
Thank you.
Charon will be here soon.
To finish his story.
How are you today?
Better. Much better. I was up today.
You won't fall asleep?
No.
So, the morning of the following day came, and he waited and waited. And then she came. But she was late, and this time she was out of breath. Out of breath. And he saw her and said,
I thought you weren't coming.
They've been impossible today. I've not been allowed to touch anything. Fussing all over me. They made me wear this dress.
It's beautiful. You look beautiful.
You look clean. Do you want to come with me?
Where to?
To my home.
I would like that very much.
Or perhaps not. Maybe you shouldn't. They'd want to know how I met you. They'd want to know everything about you. And then they'd be cross. Every stranger is seen as unsafe.
Unsafe?
Yes. Everything is unsafe. But as I am 16 today and you are cleaner, you may kiss me.
Kiss you?
Yes. I've seen my parents kiss. It's very easy.
You?
Yes, me. Well, unless you don't want to.
No, I want.
Then kiss. Well, kiss me then. Why do you look away? What is it?
There's a glow over there.
Don't look there. Look at me.
It can't be the sun.
Kiss me. Good. Now we are husband and wife.
Are we?
Certainly. Where's that glow?
There.
And it's not the sun going down.
No, it can't be.
The air. It smells. It's a fire, isn't it? It's a fire. It's coming from... It's the shadow!
Rosa, don't! Rosa, don't go back!
It's my home!
Please, Rosa, it's dangerous, please! It's unsafe! It's unsafe! Rosa, Helene! Rosa! Rosa! Rosa, Helene!
And I followed her.
Rosa, Helene!
I couldn't keep up.
Rosa!
I saw her rushing into the burning building. I tried to follow, but the flames were too high and I couldn't see her. The smoke was too black. I stood for hours calling her name, and as soon as I could, I searched through the ruins, still hot and red. But she was nowhere. I couldn't see her anywhere. So I returned every day, calling her name. And then the black briar grew. It clawed across the ruins, along the ground, hiding everything in its path, everything that had been there once, until you couldn't see the ruined chateau, couldn't remember where it had stood, what it had been. Everything was hidden and forgotten. Then the rumors began, whispered, and then slowly believed. There was a chamber beneath the ruin. A place built for her. A place for safety. A chamber where she sleeps and is still sleeping. And if one was to find her and kiss her and hold her, one could wake this beauty. Then the young men started their attempts to claw their way through the briar, break its back, and find the ruin and the sleeping beauty within. It became a challenge to their manhood. But the thorn of the briar was deadly sharp and tore into their clothes and skin and caught them there, held onto them fast. And the more they tried to break free, the more embedded they became, and the briar wrapped itself round them tighter and tighter, digging into their flesh until they were held and stuck, unable to move. They died there, their bodies wasting away in the wind, the scorching sun, the rain, and then the snow. The bodies decaying until only their skeletons silently stretched out against the briar. A warning to all. But still others came to claim her, and in the moonlight the black briar turned red from their blood. If we could just go back to the time before. If we could retrace all our steps, and if I had not let her run, if I'd held on to her, if I'd not sent her to certain death. But you can make amends, can't you? Everybody can change. You can lessen evil. Everybody can be brave one day.
But you're not a young man.
No.
So the boy in the story can't be you. It must be another boy.
But...
And when I first met you, you were stuck on the briar.
Yes.
When I found you.
Yes.
As if you were looking for a made-up thing. That's funny.
Where are you from?
I told you, from the forest.
Can you imagine me younger?
No.
But you must remember.
Remember what? I am too young to be that girl. The girl in the story. You know that, don't you? I'm not her. I can't be her. If you're the boy, if that's what you think, then I can't possibly be the girl, can I?
But you don't remember where you're from or what has happened to you, so how can you know?
I'm not her. I'm some other lost girl. I'm not the one you're looking for.
Passion flower, skullcap, valerian, elm.
I don't know what to do. He's worse than ever. Screams all night. It's the third night in a row. There must be something more powerful to give him.
Come in, Marie.
What can I do?
I'll have a look. I'm sure I can find something.
What did he see, Sylvain? What was it? It's what we do to each other that's unbearable, isn't it? Not accidents or what nature can do to us. It's what we do to each other. That's what his nightmares are.
Yes. Get him to drink this.
He saw where those two girls ended up, didn't he? Those girls I threw out my barn. The tribunal's here in 3 days. What if my name's on the list?
White oak, soapwort, jewelweed, flax, chamomile, cherry, comfrey, lime. These are all good for burns.
Burns, yes.
Snowdrop bulbs, hawthorn, rosemary, winter cherry, for memory.
Memory.
And these, golden seal, valerian, passionflower, lily, betony skullcap, are good for forgetting. And the flowers you found yesterday were very well chosen. All healthy.
Yes. Thank you.
It's all around. It's everywhere in nature. The will to heal, if we know where to look. The will to heal, to restore, everywhere. And you have a natural eye.
Do I?
Yes, Irina, you do. Irina, is there something you want to tell me?
Anton came again yesterday while you were out. I let him in. He bought the flowers.
Ah. He can come if he wants, if you want.
I'm sorry, I didn't tell you.
You thought I'd stop you?
Well, yes. Should I tell Chiron?
No. Not yet.
Betony, skullcat, passion flower, lily.
Where is she?
She's out.
On her own?
Anton is with her.
What?
Anton is with her. He's very kind to her. They are picking flowers for me and...
Where are they?
I don't know.
How can you let this happen?
Let what happen? What has happened?
She's supposed to be remembering me.
Well, she can't.
She can.
Because there's nothing to remember.
Yes, there is. You know there is.
There is no secret burnt-out chateau. There is no princess.
You were listening in. You were listening. Spying as ever, always spying on me.
You know a tribunal is here tomorrow. You know that. They have a list, Chiron. A list.
All you have to do is make her remember, and then everything will be cleared up. Everything.
A list.
Where are they?
I don't know. She isn't yours.
Yes, she is. Where did they go? I'm going to find them myself.
Don't, please. Just let them be. Chiron! Chiron!
Irina!
Irina!
What's he want?
Don't know.
Irina!
He looks so angry. Should we
Irina!
Run?
No.
We should run.
Why are you here with her?
What do you mean?
You're not to see her.
Why?
Ever.
Why not?
You remember me, don't you? You remember me, the boy in the forest.
I don't.
You do.
Let go of her.
I don't remember you.
You're hurting her.
You do. I know you do.
Let her go.
I couldn't save you. I tried, Rosa. I tried.
It's Irina. She's called Irina.
Remember, remember, remember me.
Let go.
I am made of blood and bone and snow.
Let go of her.
Blood and snow, blood and snow.
Let go of her, Sharon, or I'll make you. I will hit you. I will.
Blood and snow.
Let her go. That's enough, Sharon. Let her go.
Blood and snow.
Right, I warned you. Oh! You stay there, you old creepy man. You stay there and you touch her again, ever again, and I'll kill you. Come on, Irina.
Blood and snow, blood and snow, blood and snow.
You'll pay for this.
What's happened?
He just came at us, Sylvan. What's wrong with him? He frightened her, shook her and wouldn't let go, so I hit him. Look, she's shaking. And she just keeps saying the same things over and over again. Look what he's done to her.
I'll find something to calm her down. Thank you for bringing her home.
Those words, why is she repeating them?
I don't know. Well, the flowers are flowers for forgetting.
Your brother did this. That tribunal's here tomorrow, isn't it? He'll pay. I'm going to see he suffers.
Don't you think he suffered enough, Anton?
No. No, not like my father. He was here, weren't he? Through the war. And even when the enemy was everywhere, we managed. Not like my father, not like what's ever happened to him. And whatever he's seen, and not like what's happened to Irina, not like that. She's been through something, hasn't she? Some of them that came through the forest were so young, kids and that. And they'd seen terrible things. Look at her eyes, Sylvan. What's she seen? My father can't sleep. He remembers it all, I know he does, going over it again and again, as if he could mend it by remembering, but he can't, can he? No one can. Not when what you've seen is too godless to be named. That's what they've both seen, isn't it? That's what them tribunals about. It's all rotten. You don't recover, it just goes on and on.
Look at this. Look at what Anton's found.
What is it?
It's a piece of paper, ain't it?
I can see that.
That's a foreign language, isn't it?
It doesn't prove anything.
And food. He had food in his house. Anton found it.
Food? He took this from Sharon's house?
It's all going to the tribunal. All of it. Thousands died. Thousands. I helped.
I thought you said you didn't help.
No. I did.
But the girls in the barn...
I didn't send them empty-handed, and it's not like I told on them, like Sharon. No, I helped. Your brother didn't.
How did you help, Marie?
Well, I didn't do any harm.
You mean you did nothing?
No.
You kept your head down. You survived. Harm is done because people do nothing. That's how harm begins.
I gave them some food, I did, and to others.
Others?
And I prayed for them. I did help them. I prayed.
Prayed for forgiveness.
Who are you to tell me? This bit of paper? Sharon, he'll be on that list. You wait. He'll be on it. And even if he isn't, this proves it. I won't be strung up.
Chamomile, soapwort, jewelweed, flax.
Can I come in?
Everything's ruined. Look at it. Just turned everything upside down.
Sharon, huh? Can I?
Yes. Come in. What are you doing?
I'm packing up for you.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
We're both going into the forest.
Why?
To look for the chateau. Isn't that what you want to find and bring her back?
But it's Irina.
No. Don't you remember? That's not her. Her hair was darker. Her skin was whiter. And her voice. Do you remember her voice? Soft like silk. She was very different to Irina.
Yes. Yes, so she was. I think you're right.
Very different. Smaller.
Yes. Much smaller.
And more beautiful.
Yes.
Much more beautiful. What will I need to take with me?
Not much. Just good boots and some water. Can you find that on your own?
I think so.
Good. We'll leave tonight. I'll be back.
Sylvain?
Yes?
You're a good sister to me.
What are you doing?
I thought you were asleep.
You're packing up?
You look so well now.
Why are you packing up?
I have to leave. You can stay here for as long as you want. Anton will look after you.
He knows you're going?
No.
Why do you have to go?
It's better if I do.
Is it to do with the tribunal tomorrow?
Yes.
What did you do? What happened? Is it to do with Sharon's story, the fire?
You don't need to know.
What was it?
Many people tried to escape through the forest. Everyone knew. There are paths through, some more secret than others. Some safer. Some got across, some didn't. Some were helped. Some were betrayed. Some came through here.
I won't see you again, will I?
Some people found they were better than they thought. But some people found they were worse.
You'll be on your own. You'll be on your own with it, unless you say.
Sharon's gone mad with it. Mad with the guilt of it. I can't leave him here.
And you? What did you do?
What did I do? There was a house in the forest. A safe house. And when they marched into the village, when the enemy arrived, they threatened to kill me, which I could have, but they then threatened to kill Sharon, my brother. He's all I have. They knew there was a safe house, so I told them where it was to save him. They burnt it to the ground, with everyone inside it still. Sharon knew what I had done. That night, a girl came to us. She had escaped the fire. She was much as you are. We sent her back.
Do you know what happened to her?
She thought she was safe and we sent her back. And she went so silently. She was caught. We told them. We both told them. When I first saw you, I thought it was her returned. But she would be older than you now. After that, we were helped and given food and left alone to live. So when others came through, we did the same again. You can't be her. Sharon can't look at the truth. So he made up a story that he now believes is true. I think we all do that with memory. We change it, add, take away, embellish, forget. His story is just a bigger lie. That girl, so trusting. We'll both be on that list. We found ourselves to be worse.
So she died?
Probably.
But you've been so kind to me.
It's easy to be kind now. Now there's no terror.
You have still been kind. Guilt can make us kinder. There is goodness all around us, like you said. In the plants and the flowers.
And you? Can you still remember nothing?
I fell asleep and woke in the forest. That was the first day. There are no days before that.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Torch?
Yes.
Then let us go. Off to find your beauty. Come, Sharon. We'll be safe here. Safe forever.
Shh. She's sleeping. Almost undone.
Isn't she lovely? All ours.
Her daughter.
Our beautiful daughter. You go quietly. I'm going to tell her a story.
All right. I'll be downstairs.
There was once a childless couple, a marquis and marquis, and they searched all of the villages and all the forest for the wisest woman to help, as they had no child, and they longed for a child, a daughter, just like you. And then the wisest and kindest of all of them, a fairy called Sylvain, made them such a good potion that the very day the marquis drank it, she found she was with child. And such a child was born, a beauty. A beauty that was made of blood and bone and snow. And she lived in the forest, just over there. And they held a great ball for the christening of the child.
In The Forgotten, Anton was played by John Biddle, Irina and Rosa by Laura Greenwood, Young Sharon by Harry McIntyre, Sharon by Tim McMullen, Sylvain by Ruth Mitchell, and Marie by Sally Orrick. The Forgotten was written by Hattie Naylor and directed by Paul Dodgson. It was a peer production for BBC Radio 4.